Let me commend you for your leadership and efforts in advance the work of this protocol. Amended Protocol 2 remains the only treaty to specifically regulate the use of mines other than anti-personnel mines, MOTAPM, also referred to as anti-vehicle mines, booby traps, and other devices in order to limit their humanitarian impacts. The ICRC has witnessed the adverse humanitarian consequences of MOTAPM in many conflicts across the world, and we have long called for the rules of international law applicable to the use of MOTAPM to be strengthened to enhance the protection of civilians. In the meantime, we continue to urge states to adopt more stringent restrictions on the use of MOTAPM in their national laws and policies and share them with other high contracting parties. In this respect, the ICRC urges states to engage in the discussion of this subject at Main Committee 1 of the CCW Review Conference next week. We join the European Union, Italy, Ireland, and others to call for the renewal of focused discussion on MOTAPM in future meetings of high contracting parties to the CCW or to this protocol on how to address the adverse humanitarian impact of these weapons, how existing rules of IHL constrain their use, and what possible technical features may help reduce risks to civilians. Mr. President, the ICRC, like others, is concerned about the continued use of improvised explosive devices, IED, in armed conflicts, which have caused unacceptable levels of civilian casualties and left behind long-term explosive hazards, in particular in urban and other populated areas. As reflected in the current discussions on IED in the framework of this protocol, IED come in many different forms and cover a wide range of weapons, including anti-personnel and anti-vehicle mines, command or remotely detonated explosive devices, or those activated by a time delay fuse, among others. In this regard, a critical avenue for minimizing the impact of IED on civilians is through respecting and ensuring respect for the applicable IHL rules, including this protocol, Protocol 5 on explosive remnants of war, the prohibitions of anti-personal mine ban convention, and the rules on the conduct of hostilities governing the use of any weapons, means and method of warfare during armed conflicts. These rules apply equally to all parties to conflict, both in international and non-international armed conflicts. In this respect, the ICRC wishes to commend the work done by the group of experts led by IED coordinators France and Colombia in the past 5 years. For the upcoming review conference, we believe that the adoption of a declaration on IED would be an appropriate way to summarize the CCW's work on this issue. We strongly encourage high contracting parties to commit themselves to take further actions to prevent and reduce human suffering caused by IED. A comprehensive national response should address IED contamination, invest in risk education, and provide assistance to IED victims, their families, and affected communities to ensure that their lifelong needs are fulfilled, taking into account gender, age, and diversity factors. Lastly, we wish to point out that there has not been any new high contracting party to this protocol in the past 2 years. We urge states that have not already done so to join the protocol as soon as possible, and we encourage all high contracting parties to redouble their efforts to promote adherence to the protocol. Thank you very much.